Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs. Thanks for listening today as we have begun our series entitled Two Key Words for the Coming Holidays. Let's jump right back in and keep this conversation going. And we want it to be spiritual. Thank God for His Word, for our salvation, for forgiveness, for grace and mercy and love and peace.
Right.
But then practical as well.
Yes.
I'm thankful that I have this. Our son Jacob loves to eat. He's a foodie. and he will almost always, it's a family joke that, you know, what are you thankful for? Most all
yes.
the time, one of his top three will be, I am very thankful for food.
For food.
He says that one. So it's always a family joke. And if he doesn't, we're all like, hey, where's the food?
Yes.
And and then just randomly driving in a car, mm-hmm. Just sitting in the house.
Well, I would say with this one, when you're out and about, there is such an ungrateful attitude in our culture today, and people don't even expect you to be grateful. If you're
sure.
at the coffee shop, if you're in the drive-thru, they don't expect you to be grateful.
That's true.
And so it is a wonderful thing mm-hmm. to teach your children to say thank you if you're picking up that cup of coffee or you're picking up that Chick-fil-A sandwich or whatever that would be. And of course, if you go to Chick-fil-A, they're going to say, my pleasure. But it's a wonderful thing.
Yes,
we have such an entitled society and people are on their phones and they just grab their stuff and they go and they don't even acknowledge the person who worked hard to make that food or drink
right.
for them.
That's really, really good advice, sweetheart. So that's great. Thanks for that. Make it a habit. Model it.
Yes.
And the idea of modeling it here is to correct our behavior in order for our kids to develop theirs.
Yes.
And we do have to do that. Complaining is so easy. Griping. We spent many years at a camp in Tennessee, and at the camp in Tennessee, they would tell us that griping was talking to any person about a problem when the person you're talking to can do absolutely nothing about your problem. And
Ouch.
that was a good definition because it's just so easy to gripe about this or gripe about
it
that
is.
Or be unhappy about this or unhappy about that. And yet the complaining, griping, and demanding has to change in our behavior
yes.
if we want our children to change theirs. So we have to model it.
Yes, we do.
And you moms and dads, why don't you think right now, would there be any area of your life where you would not want your children responding to things the way you do? Well, then you got to model it. And gratitude, this is a season of the year when mm-hmm. we can really make our families really beautiful spiritually.
Right. And have gratitude. You ever been around families that are like that? They're just, they grumble,
oh, yeah.
grumble,
oh.
grumble.
It's painful.
And you're just like, what in the world? But it does start with the parents.
Yeah, it's painful. It's
does.
Awkward. It's annoying. So make it a habit. We're talking about gratitude has to be said. When it comes to thankfulness, remember
yes.
that it has to be said. So make it a habit, model it, and mold it.
Mold it.
We'll say
what
to our kids,
we
always say training it. We're
right.
just going back to the training.
Okay.
So I'll say, we'll say to the kids, what do you say?
Okay.
Especially if you have little kids, when, somebody like them, at church for us, somebody would give them a gift.
Right.
Or someone would compliment them. And
right.
the question we always, what do you say? Mm-hmm. What do you say? And we always were training them. Or can you say that again? Because maybe they didn't show gratitude in how they responded.
Right.
So we have to mold it. We have to really, really continually be molding our children to have grateful hearts.
Right. And it's okay to remind them.
Yeah.
Lord has to remind us of many things.
That's the truth.
And so it's okay to remind your mm-hmm. children, hey, say thank you.
Sure. And having our children write
yes.
thank you notes.
Oh, yes.
And even writing those ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I know that in our culture, rarely do you get a handwritten note now.
Right.
But to get a handwritten thank you is huge.
It is.
It's very special in our culture.
It acknowledges yeah. that there was work and thought and money mm-hmm. put into something that was done for a person.
Sure. So mold it. And the last thing here before we give this final point would be to mend it. In other
mm-hmm.
words, correct it in your children and make changes in your
yes.
home if you need to.
Yes.
And correct it is going to be verbal. You're always talking,
yes.
talking, talking.
Yes. And sometimes children just, they get in that habit of course someone's going to do this for me.
Sure.
And that it just happens because
yeah.
we do live in a very blessed society. And so it's okay to stop and explain to your child, no, this isn't done for you because you're something so incredibly special. You're doing this, or someone's doing this for you because they love God. Mm-hmm. And then, yes, they do love you. Sure. And they want to do this for you.
So correcting it and making changes is huge.
Yes, it is.
And what a time of the year. What an opportunity that our world, our country, which arguably is not a Christian country in the sense that that Christianity is becoming an increasing minority, it seems like.
Yes, it is.
And yet our country still pauses on a special day every year and calls it Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Because they understand. So my first thought here was that when it comes to thankfulness, it has to be said. It has to be expressed.
Yes, it does.
And I know that is super, super simple. Before we run out of time here, let's add one more to that. When it comes to thankfulness, remember that it has to be prayed. Hmm. Thankfulness and prayer go hand in hand.
Yes, because ultimately our greatest thanksgiving is to the one who created us and gave his son to die for us.
Right. He loves us. He cares about us. He provides for us. He sustains us. I thought of several illustrations. Daniel, I've been preaching from quite a bit recently, the book of Daniel, because Daniel lived in a pagan cancel culture.
Yes.
He was really a slave in a land where he didn't want to be. He had leaders he did not want. Mm-hmm. And yet he served God all the days of his life. The 70 plus years he lived in Babylon, every indication is that he just did what was right and served God. Mm-hmm. And one of the things the Bible tells us about Daniel is that his prayer life was very important to him. Mm. In fact, he apparently was willing to die for his prayer life because they signed one of the laws, many of you know the story, and said, if you pray to any god but our king for 30 days, we'll throw you in the lion's den. Mm-hmm. And when Daniel knew that was signed, he just went home and prayed. He was willing to die for his prayer life.
Yes.
But the Bible is very clear that he prayed with thanksgiving.
Yes.
And maybe that's why Daniel had an excellent spirit. Because he had a grateful heart.
Yes.
And a young teenager or a young boy or young girl that doesn't have a grateful heart will have a really bad spirit.
They will.
They're demanding. They're selfish. They're self-focused. They're easily angered. They're frustrated. Mm-hmm. Daniel prayed with thanksgiving. Paul instructs us to pray with thankfulness. He mentions that frequently in his writings. Mm-hmm. And one of the things you'll read about Paul is that he says all the time to all the churches to whom he writes, I thank God for you in every prayer of mine.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. I pray for you with a thankful heart, giving thanks unto God for you. Mm. And even our Savior, Jesus, when he was here on earth getting ready to go to the cross to die for our sins, the Bible tells us that when he had his last supper with the disciples, that he took bread and he broke it and he gave thanks. Mm. And he took the glass of juice from the vineyard. And when he took that glass, he took it and he gave thanks.
Right.
And what an opportunity for us in these coming days to have thankful hearts.
Yes.
And all of us ought to pray with thanksgiving.
Right.
And I haven't even told you this, sweet Bethley, but the other day I was having just a meal with our friends while we were in Louisiana.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And they're newlyweds. And one of the most special things was that when he prayed for the little meal we had after the service together, he prayed very genuinely for the food and thank God for the service we had just been in and everything. But then he was holding hands with his new bride. They're still in the newlywed stage.
Yes.
But he prayed and he said, God, thank you for, and he mentioned her name, and for the blessing she is in my life.
Aww.
And I thought that was really sweet. There was a very tender, gentle, kind way to let his wife know that he loves her.
Right.
And he's also spiritually grateful for her.
Right.
And grateful it was a beautiful prayer.
Beautiful.
Really made my day. So we're talking about just two key words for the holidays, And this first one is an obvious word. Thanksgiving's around the corner.
Yes.
The word gratitude. Is gratitude.
Absolutely.
A grateful heart. Any further comments or thoughts to the moms and dads, the couples, the grandparents?
Well, you know, when we were a young couple and just had little ones, we were privileged to be part of a home builders class taught by Pat and Susie Dalporto. Oh,
yes,
they
those
had
great days.
So much influence over us, and they worked hard. But one of the things that Mrs. Dalporto used to tell us all the time, she would tell us, you know, girls, your children will not be spoiled by what you give them. They will be spoiled by what you don't give them. And we could talk a long time about that quote. But one of the things that we need to give our children is the ability to give thanks.
Sure.
To develop in them gratitude, because you know, a child who has much but has a grateful heart is a joyful child. No matter how much you spoil them with gifts, quote unquote, spoil them with gifts, they will be a joy to be around. But a child who is given much, but not given a grateful heart or the ability to develop that, is not a joy to be around.
And that's true, because even a child that has a little with a grateful heart.
Oh, yes.
Is
they're a joy.
Blessed.
Yes. So
that's really, really good advice. Mm-hmm. Great way to end it here.
Our children are not spoiled by what we give them, but what we don't.
So we've got to give them a grateful heart. And that's really good. You've been listening to Keeping It Young, as today we talked about two key words for the coming holidays. We'll finish this conversation next week. In the meantime, let's prepare for tomorrow's episode, the Q&A session. We always enjoy these, and we know that you do as well, and we look forward to your joining us then. For more information or to hear more from Keeping It Young, simply visit tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a co-production of TIL Radio and Keeping It Young. Thanks for listening, and remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.